I call this short ramble Duck Hunt. So, if you've ever cooked a Christmas dinner, you know that it can be very complicated and it can be a logistical nightmare. Now, I used to work in logistics. I know logistics, but Jesus Christ, happy birthday, by the way, coming up. Oh my God, it's so annoying. And the most difficult thing can be the main event, the bird. You know, the turkey, or in my case, the duck. Smart people who are organised, they order it beforehand. But here's the thing, I also used to work in a supermarket when I was a student. When you pre-order your turkey, do you think it's put aside for you? Do you think there's a nice little turkey rating room and it's got a little name tag? It's not. They try to. Every Christmas season, they start off with the best of intentions. They've got a little cordoned off area for, you know, pre-ordered turkeys. But when it starts to get crazy, when people start to get manic, if someone comes in and makes a big enough of a fuss, that pre-ordered turkey could be theirs. Because one thing I definitely know happens every single Christmas, you're meant to get turkey deliveries on certain dates. The last turkey delivery either will not show up, or it'll be the dregs. It'll be odds and sods that no one will want. You know, really shitty small turkey crowns or really massive motherfucking turkeys. But because it's the last day, they will all go because people leave it to the last minute. I hope it's changed. I hope that nowadays people are organised and they have a separate refrigerator or freezer for their turkeys, but they don't. When it comes to other birds, say geese or ducks, it's even worse because you get less of them. Now, because I wasn't going to be here, I didn't pre-order. And if I was going to pre-order, I would pre-order from a farm. Sweetheart tip, if you're pre-ordering a bird for Christmas, order it from a farm. Better quality, and they won't give it away to no motherfucker. Also, a lot of nice farms. I say nice because every farm that I've dealt with have been lovely. They'll give you the whole lot. It's like, hey, do you want potatoes, carrots, cranberries? And it's really good value. But that takes a bit more logistical effort than I'm prepared to do right now. The duck hunt. This morning, first thing, the minute the doors opened, I was in a supermarket trying to track down a duck. So was every other fucker in the world. It was like a ravening horde of zombies. Instead of brains, it was turkey, turkey, and the occasional duck. I was a duck one. And here's the thing. Do you remember yesterday when I said, if everyone's a little bit nicer, it's a much more pleasant experience? Nah, bitch. Not when it's a bird. It was cut fucking throat. So even though I was there first thing, I hung back a bit because they were scary. They were so scary. I was so scared. Now, you let the first insane manic people, you let them just go first because you don't want to be mixed in with them. And I also know that in retail, they prepare for those and then they bring out some more. I know that. I know this. I know all the secrets. I don't know all the secrets. I might be talking bullshit. So I waited for them and instead I headed to the Christmas display, hopefully, with the intent of getting some pancetta bacon. And there was none. I made a mistake. Last week I bought one packet. Foolish, sweetheart, foolish. Why would you do something so stupid? So dumb. There was none. I was a bit, eat, fuck. And then I waited for the howling and the screams to die down. And I headed round to the meat aisle. And I started looking for a duck. Duck, duck, duck. And then I realised something. My little Spanish old lady mother has decided that she wants a particular type of duck. Unfortunately, she didn't fucking tell me what it was. And there were a couple of types of duck. On the top shelf! Motherfuckers! Why would you do that to me? So I had to buy two ducks. And they were so expensive. It's okay though, it's Christmas, it's fine. I don't mind. I don't mind. And then, this is the best bit. Right next to it, dressed on in the wrong place, was pancetta bacon, but only two packets, just two. And as soon as I saw them, I knew that someone else had saw them too. It was. So you know in cowboy westerns where they have two people doing a, it's not a duel, what do you call it? Fuck. You know when they, you know what I'm talking about with the, I can't remember what it's called and that's going to drive me mental. You know, a duel, but with cowboys. This is the worst description I've ever made. So it was like that. Two shoppers eyeing up these two packets of pancetta bacon. Now, if I was nice, I would have just taken one. But nah, bitch! I took both of them. And the look she gave me. Ooh, I can feel the sharpness. It's like, ooh, that cut me. Bitch! And then I looked at her trolley and she had six fucking turkeys. Like, a whole layer of pigs in blankets. That was not a normal shopper. That was some serious Christmas shopping ninja shit. Not ninja. What do you call someone who's like super obsessed? Zealot. She was a Christmas shopping zealot. And I have outfoxed her. And then I took all my ill-gotten gains home. And then what did I do? I went straight back to the same fucking supermarket to get vegetables.
Oh, why?
Okay, I just wanted to see how long I could make that last. So the main event is sorted out. The vegetables are sorted out. Am I giving you updates on my Christmas cooking? Maybe I completely forgot about the fucking desserts. Shit. But it's all good. I'm now going to have a nap and then I will edit. Shit. Yes, edit. I hope that you're having a lovely day. This probably won't get up until I get up. Because I ain't leaving my bed for no motherfucker right now. Unless someone screams and then I have to go and help them out. Please don't scream. Maybe just whimper quietly so I can't hear you. That's not very nice. If they scream, I'll definitely go. But if they whimper, I won't hear them. So I won't. So, duck acquired. Vegetables acquired. Pancetta bacon acquired. Merry Christmas and happy birthday, Jesus. Well, I mean, I know it's early. Too early? Sorry.